Choose off, impatient asshole. So I assume the date was pretty shit then. Because it's 2 PM and you're here, and not at her place. What was the problem this time? Not interesting enough? Annoying voice? Bad breath? God, I hate it when they have bad breath. Like, it's a first date. Would a bit of mouthwash kill you? Damn, brutal. Doesn't surprise me though. All guys talk too much about themselves on dates. But yeah, you definitely seem like that type of idiot to do that. What? Wanna exchange some more pleasantries? What's with you today, man? Date must have gotten your fatal fucked up, Can't be me. I stopped trying. Dating sucks. I still get ticked down regularly by you. So it's not like I'm in a hurry to get cut. Yeah. Duh. What other reason would there be? Jesus fucking Christ. No, I mean, I guess that's true. But that is the corniest thing I've ever heard. Call me toxic for this, but like, I refuse to believe I'm gonna meet the love of my life. On fucking, like, Hinge or something. Can you imagine telling your future grandchildren, Grandma and Grandpa met each other on a dating app? I would rather shoot myself. I don't know, like, through friends, or meeting at a bar, or whatever. Asshole. I go out more than you do. This is always extra nice when you've just shaved. You taste so good. Aren't you getting tired of dating? You've been on like 9 dates since I came back from my vacation. All of which ended with you here with me. At this rate, I'm seeing you more often than my actual friends. No, I mean... I don't mind or nothing. That's a good deck. Better than slutting myself out to some random. Yeah, it's pretty. And it's big. But in the right kind of way. Cause I had an ex with like a really long but skinny deck. I mean, it was fine, but like yours is just better proportioned. More fun to suck. Did you just call me good girl? Yeah, don't do that. Of course I'm sucking it good. I'd better fucking hope so with all the practice you've been giving me recently. Hmm? had so much work, though. With the cleanup and stuff. Guys are so obsessed with facials. She's way off the porn sites, bro. I mean, you can if you really want to, but like, coming in my mouth is easier. Okay, cool. I can take it deep when you're about to come. I know you like that. Yeah, just say when you're on the edge. I feel that hand moving to the back of my head. You know, it's fine. Just don't be dumb and push too hard, okay? I don't wanna, like, bump. So much for me. That was really nice. Can you help me get up? I need to start remembering to put something on the floor before sucking you off. My knees hurt. I feel like an old lady. So, I'll see you when I see you, I guess. Hope your next date goes better. Movie? What movie? But you always leave after you... Huh? No. Wait. I'm not saying it as like, get out of my apartment or nothing. I'm just saying like... you feel me? I guess not really. We fucked. So watching a movie together isn't really anything wild. But no, I don't have any plans. Ugh, fuck it. Why not? So, what kind of movies do you like? I know, right? That's why I was so, like, weird about it. Kind of bad. We are the worst. You met me in a library club at 6:30 a.m. I'm pretty sure we said, like, 10 words to each other. Total. I still have you in my phone as hot club guy ugly shirt. Well, it was ugly, so... I don't know. I like horror movies, I guess. I don't really care. I'll watch anything. Not a horror guy? See, this is why dating sucks. Getting to know each other only sets us up for disappointment. Kidding. I'll put some random garbage in my recommended section on... Is that some sort of rom-com or something? I don't know. Aren't those movies kind of seen as like chick flicks? You're so baby girl for that. No, 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 don't change your answer now. It's cute. It's endearing, if anything. I'll put it on. You can get cozy on the bed. But is this really about watching a movie? If you wanna fuck, you can just say so, you know? Then why are you taking your shirt off? No, 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 be my guest. Get comfy. I'm just saying, like, if you wanna fuck, you can fuck. That's, like, our whole deal. I usually sleep naked. Why? See? I don't get what's going on here. Do you have some sort of, like, cozy cuddle fuck in mind? Or something like, what the fuck is going on? You're being so weird. Did that date of yours hit you in the head? Okay, Scooch. So, first, why do you like this movie? Aw, that's kinda cute. No, nothing. It's nothing. You didn't strike me as such a softie. It's weird how, like, aware I'm becoming of how little we know about each other. It's weird. I don't like it. Yeah, for you maybe. But you're a man. I already know there's gonna be some tons of things I'm gonna dislike about you. It's a lost cause. You're pretty decent at cuddling so far, though. No surprises there. Though, physical stuff between us is always great. You think, right? But no. I slept over at this girl's house and she coughed into my neck. Rather than turning her head away from me, I could feel, like, her spit on me. I know, it was so gross. And she had, like, these sharp toenails. I don't know, they were just sharp. Like, I'd be almost dozing off, and then boom, I got stabbed in the calves. Yeah, she was shorter. Well, that's just not true. Okay, Switch. No, no, I won't have this kind of slander. Let me beat a big spoon. I'll show you. Oh yeah, whatever. Now you got my cooties all over you. Shut up, no I don't. My toes are normal. I'm telling you, sharp toenails? It's a real thing, and it's horrible. You should count yourself lucky you haven't experienced the melodramatic horrors. No, I was just thinking, you're kind of funny. This is gonna sound super mean, but I didn't expect you to have personality. No, I mean I know everyone technically has. What I meant is, like, I didn't expect you to actually be fun to talk to. Because you're a hot guy that hooked up with a girl he met in line for a club at 6 in the morning. Those guys are usually the most boring motherfuckers on the planet. Their only interest is girls, and their only hobbies are being attractive and fucking girls. Yeah, true. You haven't really proved either of those wrong. But I guess at least you're not a total bore. Please don't tell me you're about to start talking about crypto. Shut up. Stop cracking me up. Are we gonna watch a movie or not, dumbass? I mean, Sandra Bullock is so gorgeous. God, I thought you were a fan. Getting schooled on your own favorite movie. How embarrassing. Well, you're the one who recommended we watch it. So it's not your favorite. Why didn't you suggest that movie, You see how your web of lies is starting to unravel, mister? I like your shoulders a lot, you know. They're so big and strong and kissable. They're my favorite part of your body. Can you guess the first? What does it look like? Giving you some much needed release. I can tell you're pent up still. So I'll take care of it for you. I'm nice like that. What? I don't care what the fuck you want from me, dude. What? Like we're some sort of fucking old married couple? We're fuck buddies. No, not even that. We barely fucking know each other. We're not even buddies. We're just two horny people that text each other at 3 a.m. to get some. Wait. Don't go. Just let me process this. I never said that. I never said I thought this was a mistake. We're just trying to watch a fucking movie. It's not. It's not a big deal. I never said it was. This is just new, and weird, and confusing, okay? I do want to get to know you too. Yeah. I do, I guess. I just don't want to complicate- Why not? Yes. We've done this so many times. Why does it feel different now? No. Better. You're gripping me so tight. So passionately. And you're such a good kisser. You are good with your mouth. Legs over your shoulders. You're gonna be so deep. Why are you teasing me? What? Dinner? Like a date? I can go on a date with oh fuck. You're even bigger than normal. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I can barely take you in this position. And you. I'm so full, baby. Can you say the thing? The thing you said earlier. No, dumbass. Good girl, please. Fuck. No, I didn't come. I didn't come. Oh, fuck. I just love the way you talk to me now. Oh, sweet and stuff. But you're calling me a slut in a good way. All over your fat cock, and you can take me out, okay? The harder you make me come now, the lower cut my dress will be. We can still get to know each other. Would you try and tag stretching my soaked cunt? You haven't noticed. Yeah. You ain't half bad either. Oh god. I love it when you talk about how fucking tight I am for you. I love it. Yeah, fuck. Objectifying me. For having such a tight one, slutty. Cunt, please. Yes. Oh my god, I love it so fucking much. It's so fucking hot. You're praising me for squeezing out those big fucking loads, taking it like a good girl. Spreading me the fuck open. Oh god, I think I'm gonna come, baby. It's so hard to resist you. Oh, your fucking pretty voice and your words and your big fucking cock. Holy shit. Fuck no. Keep going. Talk me through it. Make me take more of you. Make me take it. I like it so fucking much. It feels so good. Oh, baby. It feels so good. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fucking love it. Yeah. I fucking love it so much. Yes, yes. It feels so better now. It already felt so amazing before, but fuck. It felt like a whole different world. Ah. you. If you want to hear it, you're gonna have to fuck it out of me. Eating my cunt raw like an idiot is pretty accurate. Well, I strongly believe in letting all my red flags fly from the get-go. So, if you want to deal with my craziness and just want boring, gross, lame condom fucking or post-failed dank blowjobs, you're free to walk out. And I'll see you whenever I need dick. Or you need my cunt. No hard feelings. For real. I'm not exactly the mushy type, in case you haven't noticed. So I'll be perfectly fine with that. But if you wanna feel like you felt just now, spreading your heart. coming so hard, harder than we've ever came. Because we give each other a butt of eyes when we talk about something that we do together and be together. If you want that, you can stay here and we'll finally start watching that movie. We can fall asleep in this bed together. And in the morning, we're gonna go in separate ways. Except this time, you don't text me at 3 a.m. for a quick fuck. You're gonna text me when and where you want our first date to be. Yeah. I'll be the big spoon. Sure.